Using apologetics and evangelism is great, but combining gospel stories with apologetics can make a pretty awesome smoothie.
Hey, welcome back to Overflow Today. I'm Joe Hanford, and we're joined by Rick James, author of the book Jesus Without Religion. Rick, welcome.
Good to be here, Joe.
Rick, why did you write this book, and why did you title it Jesus Without Religion?
Well, the reason I wrote the book is I'd noticed in doing evangelism or sharing with people, I would leave a book like Mere Christianity with them, because I'd want them to get apologetic content. Good arguments for Jesus. And yet I also wanted them to read the Gospels and get to know who Jesus was. And so in writing the book, I kind of wanted to bring both of those together.
What's the advantage of combining these two principles, the stories of Jesus and apologetics?
The advantage of merging it is that a person gets to know who Jesus was, gets to see his heart, gets to see what he's doing, his miracles, his actions, his teaching. And at the same point, they're hearing very persuasive arguments for who Jesus was. Another reason that, or what I felt like was missing out there in terms of apologetic material, is when you read Mere Christianity, one of the things that's compelling about it is it has a voice. You like him. You think, I would like to sit down and talk to you. But most of the other apologetic material, it's just facts. It's an argument. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to write the book with a sense of voice, where you actually felt like you were meeting and talking with someone.
Rick, what would be an example of communicating in this fashion?
A good example would be you can make an argument that Jesus claimed to be God and why that sounds logical. But I think it's a lot easier to look at the story of, say, Jesus walking on water. Everyone knows the story, you're reading it, and then you make notice that in the Old Testament it says only God treads on the seas. And then you think, wow, what else could he be saying? And so by seeing it in its context, it has a lot more power to it. Peter's denial. People know it. They're reading it. I have the passage right there in the book. And then you bring out the apologetic point. This would be rather a counterproductive feature if someone were just making this stuff up. Would you really want to present Peter as a coward and someone who denies Jesus? And so again, here's a chance to bring in that apologetic of a counterproductive feature, but you're reading it. You're seeing it in its context. I think that the challenge, both with apologetics and sharing our faith, is that there isn't a context. A lot of times we're just taking a verse or we're talking about it. And ideally, if you can find a passage where you can hit multiple ideas, you have a context.
You can find us on the web at overflowtoday.com.